Thank you. Thank you for having me, and also thank you very much for staying until so late on the last day of Fastum. So this session is called Effective Standard Setting, and I'm sorry this is going to be a bit rough as a start, but you know, the question is, why this title? And the reason for this title is the current ESO processes, well, they're not very effective, to put it mildly, right? They're slow. They fail to involve domain experts. And the standards they produce are unfit for purpose more often than not. And this could sound like a disgruntled open source community person ranting, but it's actually not my words. It's literally what the report from the commission based on the, you know, the ESO's own research shows, right? And you know, if you want to dig into it, you can. Most of my comments were based on point 311, page 19. But the purpose of this talk is not to do standards organization bashing. It's to propose an effective alternative. And I've talked about the reason why the ESOs function the way they do in their history and the past, and I know and I understand the context, and you're more than happy to go look at that talk if you want a sort of more understanding perspective on the situation. But really the purpose of this talk is to try to figure out how could we do this more effectively. And we actually just had the premises of a demonstration of that was the process that ETSI has put in place for the vertical standards of the CRA, which are clearly going in the direction that essentially I'm going to be talking about. So the good news is actually effective standard setting is fairly easy. And we actually already have a model for effective open collaboration at scale. Ta-da, right? It's just open source. And you know, the sort of pushback I get whenever I say this is, oh, but Toby, you know, like standards, it's very different. Like it doesn't work that way at all. We cannot do this for lots of reasons. But a number of consortiums whose standards and specifications we all rely on, ECMA, W3C, et cetera, have been using techniques like this for over a decade at this point. And it works really well, and they publish regularly, you know, at an increasingly rapid pace, standards and specs that we all depend on and that our technology depends on. So yeah, it works. Try it, right? And so how exactly does it work? Well, essentially, as we were seeing before, you put specs in as text files or markdown files in publicly available code repositories. And then you just use issue trackers and pull requests to track comments and manage contributions. So